when the Red Oak Community School District Board of Directors met on Wednesday, May 20th, there was a presentation and display from Southwest Food Service Excellence, SFE, with nutrition program overview and sampling presentation. KCSI spoke with Superintendent Ron Lorenz, and he tells us more.
You had Southwest Food Service Excellence, SCF, they were there.
Well, tell me, you sampled their cuisine. What did you think?
It was pretty remarkable, really, what they had. I mean, they had sesame chicken, Mr. Lorenz, and these fantastic fruit displays, and these Baja burritos.
Smokehouse pulled pork sandwiches.
Yep.
That was on the menu. Everybody said it was extraordinary.
A fantastic display. They did a really nice job in their presentation. I just thought it was well done.
I did have the hummus and the pita chips. I will tell you, it's the best hummus I've had in...
I mean, it was a big hit with the board.
I think people are going to be excited. I think kids are going to be excited.
I can tell you that sesame chicken was never on the menu when I was, or Thai curry, never on the menu when I was in school.
The thing that I would explain to people that there is a very prescriptive process that we have to go through every 5 years, and that is in compliance with the state of Iowa and the USDA, mm-hmm. who oversees school nutrition programs. We have to issue a request for proposal. They give us very clear criteria as to how we are to rate those proposals. And this year we had four proposals that were submitted, four complete proposals. And SFE was head and shoulders above all of the rest of them in terms of the things that you have to submit. And that includes menu planning, financials, all of those types of things. So that's not to say that we were dissatisfied with OPA, who right. is our current provider, mm-hmm. their proposal just wasn't up to the standard of SFE. So we were excited because anytime you have a change, there's a transition, you know, you have the potential for some bumps. You can right. have some growing pains. But the two individuals that were here, the representatives from SFE, were here yesterday. They've been in the last couple of days. They've been interviewing kids. And I'm not talking about the perfunctory kind of what do you think. They're asking probing questions, trying to understand what is it that you would like to see, what can we do a better job of, how would you like this to look? And they also were talking with, you know, the employees of OPA, mm-hmm. because those are local folks. Mm-hmm. Now, they're employed by a different company, but this company is interested in hiring those people, keeping them on board, so long as they're good workers, so long as they're on board with right. what they're trying to do and they're willing to, you know, do it the way that they want to do it, they want to hire those people. So I give them credit. It was exciting. The other thing that they did yesterday that I was really pleased about, I was involved in one meeting with a local producer.
Yes.
They are very interested in sourcing their eggs, their produce, from area growers and producers as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they have another school district. They're just breaking into the Iowa market. They have another district in Charles City, which is up north, mm-hmm. north central Iowa. And they were talking about or asking whether this particular producer could supply them up there, could transport. So I think this could be a windfall for some of our local folks. And they believe in that because they want to give back to the community
yep.
and build partnerships because that's how everything flourishes. Mm-hmm. And I really give them credit. They're being very proactive. So far, I love everything I've seen.
Well, it was a pretty impressive display at the meeting, I would have to say that.
And what they told me is that's not a dog and pony show.
Yeah.
They didn't serve anything to the board that they don't serve to kids.
Thanks to Superintendent Ron Lorenz for his time and that information.